KMOX's Megan Lynch is mapping the geospatial sector.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Could geospatial technologies be the key to making sure that generations of people have enough food every day? The Taylor Geospatial Institute has issued that challenge with me, TGI's Program Manager for Geospatial Innovation for Food Security, Rachel Opitz. Rachel, thank you so much for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Megan, for inviting me on the show.
First, give us a definition of food security. What does that really mean?
Yeah, we're very lucky that we have a pretty well-accepted definition of food security that's put out by the FAO. And they say that food security exists really when all people at all times have physical, social, and economic access to sufficient, safe, nutritious food, which meets their dietary needs and their food preferences for an active and healthy life, which is a bit of a mouthful, but gives you a sense of what it is.
When we look across the globe, how many people actually have that security?
You know, not as many as we would like, and this is really why TGI is focusing on the problem. If we look just here in the U.S., according to the USDA's own statistics, 13.5%, that's 18 million U.S. households were food insecure at some point in 2023. So that's really a lot of people. It's about 49 million people who are food insecure or rely on food assistance from charities like Feeding America. So at home, this is a big problem, and globally, it's an even bigger problem. So if we look at the WHO statistics in 2023, about 2.33 billion people globally faced moderate or severe food security. That's 1 in 11 people worldwide. That's 1 in 5 in Africa. And this is without getting into the nutritional value of that food, the cultural appropriateness of that food, if it's produced sustainably, all of the other problems.
In what ways is geospatial science already being leveraged to tackle this issue?
So geospatial science is really foundational. It underpins a lot of the work that's being done globally to address this really significant set of problems. So if we think about just the basic mapping work that is being done to identify who doesn't have food, where they're living, what they don't have access to, that's all spatial data, right? We need to know where the people live. We need to know where the food is being produced. We need to know where it's being delivered. Spatial data is also really critical for linking access to food to public health outcomes. So we need information on disease prevalence, childhood malnutrition prevalence, so that we can link that to issues in the food system and really understand the impacts. Geospatial technologies are really essential for monitoring things like disruptions to physical flows of goods and supplies that are part of food system supply chains and can put distribution at risk. You probably remember boats getting stuck in canals over the past few years. So the spatial data really helps us to understand the risks that can cause these things to happen and the potential impacts of them happening and how we can find workarounds. Another thing that geospatial is really critical for is it's an essential component of what we call measurement, monitoring, reporting, and verification systems. You'll hear the abbreviation MMRV a lot now. And these are really systems that help us to track the results of what different individuals and companies, so farmers, land managers, are doing in the landscape, their farming practices, how much fertilizer they're using, how much irrigation is being applied. So we can understand really the environmental impacts of food production, the impacts on yield, what's working, what's not working. So it's really across a range of issues.
Yeah, sounds like there's already a lot of things being brought to bear on this issue of food security. So tell us then, when it comes to the TGI Geospatial Innovation for Food Security Challenge, what's the next step in that? What are you hoping for with this?
Well, we're really trying to build on top of a lot of the good work that is already being done. So what we're planning to do in the challenge is to bring together a broad community of stakeholders. So these are people doing research on different aspects of the food system. So people working on how we can manage agricultural land sustainably, people working on avoiding food loss and waste. There are national international organizations like REFED, who are very active in this area, people who are really working hard on ensuring equitable access to nutrition. In Missouri, in the St. Louis area, we have the Interdisciplinary Center for Food Security and the Center for Health Policy at Mizzou. They developed the Missouri Hunger Atlas. So we want to get all of these different people who are working in the ecosystem together in workshops with geospatial technical experts, the people who develop the monitoring technologies, the people who are developing the AI-powered models, to really focus in first on what the critical problems are that geospatial technologies and methods could potentially address. So, and then to kind of refine down from probably a pretty large set of problems that geospatial technologies could address to help improve things across the food system to the ones that are going to have the greatest impact for people, for planet. So this means people in communities having better access to healthy and nutritious food, and it means producing food more sustainably and really improving processes across the supply chain. So we're going to have a series of workshops to try to identify those problems that we think we can make an impact on, and we will then be putting out a call for participation. So we're going to say, here are our key problems. Come get together with your partners in other research institutions, get together with your partners in industry, get together with your partners in NGO, and come to us with your approach to addressing those problems. And we will, from 2025, be funding projects. So the phase of workshops where we are picking the problem is going to start this November. November 13th is the first workshop, and run through April 2025. We will have the call for projects summer 2025, and we'll be funding projects from the fall of 2025. And we will then hopefully get the results of those projects actually moving towards being implemented, getting picked up by the local startup ecosystem in St. Louis. We have organizations like 39 North and BioSTL who help move research into the implementation phase. And this is really what we want to see, right? We don't want the research to just sit in the labs. We want to get it out and get it into action. So we're going to be working with our local partners to help to move the outcomes of our process into the world.
Do you find sometimes that organizations or agencies that are working on these problems don't realize what is out there when it comes to resources through geospatial science?
Yes, I think that's true. It's funny, when I talk to people about what geospatial can do who don't live in the geospatial ecosystem, they think of two things. They think of satellites and they think of maps. And we do satellites and we do maps. I don't want to discount either of those things, but there's so much more out there. When I think about everything that geospatial technologies can do, I think about IoT-enabled sensors that are out in the field helping farmers to have access to better weather data or to monitor soil moisture or soil health. I think about all of the GPS-enabled systems that are attached to refrigerated trucks that help us ensure the cold chain. And I think about all of the statistical data that we can gather from things like grocery store receipts that can help us understand what is for sale and what's being purchased in different areas. So it's a much broader and deeper space than I think many people give it credit for on first thought.
Well, I look forward to following up with you in the coming months as this moves forward.
We'll be very excited to come back and to let you know what problems are bubbling up out of the community. We're really excited to hear everyone's ideas about what the most important problems are and what we can really do to make progress on them.
Rachel, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.
That is Rachel Opitz. She is TGI's Program Manager for Geospatial Innovation for Food Security, joining us here on KMOX.